Good morning, mortal. Wait. Oh my god. What are you wearing? Please tell me you didn't actually spend money on that outfit. Like, real money? That someone could have used for something important? Like, I don't know, literally anything else? And a button down. Really? What, did you finally decide to join corporate America and become another mindless drone? Because if so, congratulations. You are absolutely nailing the basic aesthetic. Even if it does fit you really well. I said the basic aesthetic is nailing you. Wait, no. You know what I meant. You look terrible. That's what I'm trying to say. Stupid fitted shirts makes everyone look all structured and put together. And don't even get me started on those jeans. Who are you trying to impress? The whole office? Because trust me, Sharon from accounting isn't going to notice you just because you finally learned how to dress like an adult. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop smiling. This is not a compliment. I am insulting you very effectively at my ad. Why are you getting so close? This kitchen is huge. There's literally no reason for you to be reaching past me for the... Excuse you! Some of us are trying to maintain our personal bubble of darkness here. Just because you're all dressed up and smelling nice. I mean, smelling like corporate conformity. That's what I said. That's definitely what I said. You know what? I just remembered I have some very important cursing to do. Of people who wear nice outfits. Terrible outfits. I'm going to my room. Bye. What is wrong with me today? Get it together. You are dark and mysterious. You don't notice things like how his shoulders look in that shirt, or how he styled his hair, or how his stupid face looks so stupidly good when he smiles. Becoming everything I hate. Next thing you know, I'll be writing love poetry instead of properly dark verses about the internal void. Which I definitely haven't already done. 27 times this week. This is ridiculous. I'm ridiculous. When did this even start? Was it when he helped me set up all my candles without complaining? Or when he learned how I liked my coffee? When he started leaving little notes on the fridge to make sure I eat something before work? I need to text Claire. She'll understand. She always deals with my crisis. I may have stolen another one of his hoodies. Don't judge me. It smells like him. And I'm too far gone to care. How creepy that sounds. There. Sent. Now, Claire can help me deal with this stupid feel. Wait. Why did I hear... Oh, no. No. Clark starts with CL2. Delete. Why isn't there an unsend button? Whatever you do, don't... You're looking at your phone. With that stupid surprise look on your stupid perfect face. It's a joke. Obviously. A hilarious joke. Because I'm known for my amazing sense of humor, right? Right? Stay back. I am warning you. I will summon every dark spirit I know. I will curse your entire bloodline. I will... Okay, maybe not your entire bloodline, but definitely you. Specifically you, for being so... Stop walking closer and stop looking at me like that and definitely stop smiling like that. This isn't funny. It was meant for Claire, because we were workshopping a story about a girl who steals her roommate's hoodies for creative writing purposes. Why are you going towards my room? You can't just... This is a violation of privacy. I have rights. Don't open that drawer, please. Those aren't your hoodies. They're just very similar hoodies that I bought for aesthetic purposes because I clearly needed 5 identical hoodies in your exact size. I swear on all that is unholy if you don't close that drawer right now. Fine. Yes, they're your hoodies. Are you happy now? Does it bring you joy to expose my shame? Because yes, I took them. And yes, maybe I do wear them sometimes. And maybe they make me feel nothing. They make me feel nothing. Except maybe contempt for you and your stupid comfortable hoodies. And you know what? You want the truth? The real truth? Fine. I took the gray one because you wore it the day you helped me set up my altar and didn't even make fun of my crystals. Not even when I explained about charging them in the moonlight. You just asked questions and actually listened. And the black one, that's from when we watched horror movies and you didn't laugh when I got scared. You just helped me and told me it was okay. Who does that? And the red one, that stupid red one, you were wearing it when I got sick. And you made me soup. Not just any soup, you actually called my mom to get her recipe. Who puts in that much effort for their stupid roommate? And maybe I wear them when you're not home because they make me feel safe. And maybe they smell like you and that makes me feel less alone. And maybe I've been completely in love with you for months and it's literally killing me. Oh God. Oh God, God, God. I said that out loud. I mean, when I say love, I clearly meant Tolerate. And when I say literally killing me, I mean metaphorically annoying me. Please don't make me say it again. But I do love you so much. It's stupid and painful and completely ruins my entire dark aesthetic. I love how you never make fun of my interests. How you actually remember which crystals help with what. And how you make sure I eat when I'm too busy writing dark poetry, which lately has been all about you anyway. I love how you sing badly in the shower and how you always save me the last cookie and how you can always tell when I'm actually upset versus when I'm just being dramatic. And I hate how much I love you because it makes me feel so soft and vulnerable, and that's not what I'm about. I'm supposed to be mysterious and dark and completely unable to maintain any dignity when you do things like that. But don't think this means I'm going to stop being mean to you. I have a reputation to maintain. I will still criticize your outfit choices, even if you do look unfairly good in everything. I suppose if you insist on kissing me, it would actually be rude to summon demons to stop you. Okay, maybe I am a little soft for you, but only you. And if you tell anyone, we need to establish some ground rules. First of all, I am keeping all hoodies. They're mine now. This is non-negotiable. Stop looking so smug about it. This is a very serious discussion. Second, you have to promise to never tell anyone how soft I actually am. As far as the world is concerned, I still worship darkness and hate everything. Except you. Which I still kind of do sometimes when you're being annoying, which is often. And third, I have to promise to keep doing all the stupid little things that made me fall for you. The notes and the coffee and the listening about the crystals. Because I might be a little addicted to how special you make me feel. Oh God, that was disgustingly sweet. Quick, let me threaten to hex you or something to balance it out. This is all your fault, you know? I was perfectly happy being dark and mysterious before you came along with your kindness and your smile and your stupid perfect face. I suppose since you're apparently stuck with me now, I might occasionally admit that I love you. But only when no one else is around, and only if you keep holding me like this. And if you ever tell anyone how much of a softy I am for you, fine. Keep kissing me, but I'm still a goth. Just a goth that's maybe
completely in love with you. And even if I am this big, rough goth, I still really need you, you know? I've watched you for so long while being your roommate, and I need you. Do you know what I mean? Please, just let me taste you. You're hard just by kissing me. I would have thought you liked me this much. You mind if I just... You're gonna come already? Don't worry. I'll take it all. Leave absolutely no trace. Don't tell anyone we just did that. Please.